And funny thing, following this, was it following or prior to this?
No, it was after.
It was
First
out of,
came
yeah, it's a
Lord
sequel to
Garden,
this, you
Sharma.
know, to give a greater shock to us, see how Baba works, you know. I think it happened some 3-4 years ago, this happened. So one day a couple from Delhi come, unknown to us. Yeah, by the way, he's
His
from the intelligence.
intelligence.
Yeah, Deputy Director of Intelligence of the country. So he comes. He's a retired person now, with his wife. So we asked him, says, what brought you? You're the first guy. We welcomed him and all that. He says, what can I say? What brought us? Our son. No, he says, our son, our son Gypsy. So what? Gypsy? You named him as Gypsy? So yeah, we had to name him as Gypsy. Where is he? Has he been brought here? Says, no, he has died. He has died and he brought you here? I said, yeah. How come? I said, why did you name your son Gypsy? So why did they name him Gypsy is that from the time that he was playing about and all that, he wouldn't want to stay under a roof. He would like to go out and sit outside, be under a tree all the whole night and all that sort of thing. A sort of a gypsy life he led. So that's why we called him Gypsy. So that's how our son is known as Gypsy. Now Gypsy, and we are very fond of him and we love him. His ways are so innocent and everything is so beautiful with him and all that. And so we were very happy. When he grew up to be of age, in his teens, somehow or other he fell ill. And some disease they said, you say, what did I forget now? Well,
Some
cancer of
sort
the
of tumor
spine,
on the spine,
spine or something, cancer or some cancer in the spine or something like that. And he's very ill, and we never spared means. We had our authority, and we went because I'm a deputy director of intelligence and I know people and this and that. He started telling me all this sort of thing. I said, but then unfortunately, the doctors gave up hopes and said, please remove Gypsy to your home, allow him to rest, and we can do nothing. And just whatever food he likes, whatever he says, do it. But have nothing to do with medicines, he cannot be cured. So we brought him. My wife, she was here also. My wife is very sad because she loved the child very much and all that, not knowing what to do and all that. So she is still nursing him all the time, nursing and nursing, being close to him and all that. Once it so happened is that now we find that he's no more in the world, it seems. Has he gone in coma? We try to pinch him. Don't disturb me. All of a sudden he'll shout out. Well, he's something, he knows something. So she knew that he loved coffee. He doesn't eat anything else. So she says, Gypsy, I brought a cup of coffee now. Come on, come on, I'm putting coffee. Open your mouth. Mother, don't disturb me. Baba Mehr is by my side. Baba Mehr? Who? Baba Mehr. Don't disturb me. No, come on, Gypsy, open your mouth. And then he shirks her out and says, go away from here and all that. Baba Mehr is there. Baba Mehr is with me. Baba Mehr, and he starts, and she wonders, who is this Baba Mehr? Who is the person there? Is he some baby Mehr or ba is she, he's remembering some girlfriend of his or what is it? What is it? She didn't know. She had never heard the name. Now what happens is that she is grieving because it is the last moment. So she tells him, take the name of Ram, Ram, because they're Ram followers. You see, last breath, you know. Take Gypsy, now, come on, repeat, Ram, Ram. So you'll say, Mer Baba, Mer Baba. You start saying Mer Baba now. What, not Mer Baba, Ram. Who is Mer Baba? Mer Baba is here, Mer Baba is here, Mer Baba, Mer Baba. And he died. Now the father, deputy director of intelligence, he must use his gray cells, you see now. Who could this person be? Who is that? We don't know anybody. We had never heard of anybody. So he starts going from place to place. In the meantime, by the way, he retires. So now he's retired now, and he's all the time worried about who could be. He being in the intelligence office service, he should know everybody in India. He's from the center, Delhi. So he asks his boss very tamely and says, says, you know, my son has died and all that, and he's started taking the name of somebody by name Meher Baba. Have you heard of Meher Baba? Says, yeah. But he's not from UP, means North India. You have to go towards the Deccan South. He's very well known. Oh, who is he? Well, they revere him as a great one, but if you want, there are books, you see. So one day, in the meantime, he found out, so he tells his wife, because wife was grieving that he took his last breath with some heathen name, you see, on his lips, instead of taking Ram.
Missed his great chance.
Yeah. So that's how it was. So then what happens is that he goes in Chandigarh, which is the capital of Punjab now, his mother hometown, being retired. So while he's going there, so he sees a person, a monk, dressed in a mendicant dress, ochre-colored robe, all the books laid on the street, you know, on a sheet of white sheet. So he goes there. Is there a book by name Meher Baba, Meher Baba book? So here are some books so you can select. So he picks up first book and he opens the page. And Way of Life According to Meher Baba. That's the chapter. So he begins to read. Where can I find? Then he says, what is this? Where can I know about Meher Baba more? He says, you go there. The person who owns the stall is living there. He might be letting you know the information. Go there. So he goes on his motorbike. He has taken a motorbike now. He goes there, but he forgot to ask him what is his name. He gave the address of the building and everything, but the name was not given. He comes back. In the meantime, that man is not there. Books and everything, he has bundled them and has left the place. So he's wondering now what to do. So at last, he somehow the contacted people. He got the information that he got. Listen, humanity. I mean, listen, humanity gets the map of Mehrabad and Mehrazad and all that. So he comes here. So we have come here to find who Meher Baba is. Yeah. Because our son Gypsy.
Yeah.
And now we are so happy that we have come at the right place. And he says, you won't believe that we have come at the right place. I said, what happened? So he says, you know, I had a dream which I have not told my wife also. Now today I am telling about it. Because at the time after he passed away, I get a dream that he has spent a lot of money in building a temple. And in the he comes to me and says, come on now, Dad, I have built a temple. I want you to take darshan of the deity inside. And he leads me by the hand. And I go to a place. Some place far away from our place, and he takes me now. This is the temple I built. So we 1, 2 steps down, we go there, and there's a profile of some. So I said, it looks like you or something. So I'm just looking there. And in the meantime, I get up. Today I found whose profile I'd seen. He went in the bus, you know, there's that bust of Baba. So he says, that's what I saw. So the wife pipes in and says, but that is not 1, 2 steps below. There's 1, 2 steps up, you saw. Yeah, but that's how it was, my dream was. But it was the same thing.
Yeah.
Next day they go to museum there.
Uh-huh.
And there are 1, 2 steps down. So here you are. Yeah. This is where he brought me, my gypsy brought me. Yeah. So all these things, you know, tied up. That's how it was. So such are the unfathomable ways,
yeah.
How it gets us. And we hear these stories from them.
There was a little sequel when the family came back again.
Yeah.
Because the family told how the mother, being a follower of Ram, always wanted to make the pilgrimage. You know, it's imperative to make the pilgrimage. So, I don't know, do Ram followers go to Benares?
Yeah.
Is that being a Hindu mom? So, the father, being an intelligence, never had time to take off to make the pilgrimage. And they were an older couple, and she started bewailing this fact that they had never gone on pilgrimage. What's going to happen? We're going to die without having made our pilgrimage. And Gypsy, this was during the time he was alive, he turned to his mother and said to her, "What are you worrying about Dad not taking you on pilgrimage? I tell you, forget about this. Stop worrying about it. I will take you on pilgrimage. I will take you on the real pilgrimage. So now stop worrying about Dad not having time." And then, of course, he became ill and died. But then when the family came, then I happened to hear that part of the story.
So they put two and two together and said, "This is a Banaras, this is a pilgrimage and all that. Come on now, it's 12
o'clock. Lunchtime.
You all haven't gone to Baba's room yet also.
No, they haven't.
Thank you, Gurdjieff.
No.